Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 24. The Matsya Avatar, text 5, translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, O King, for the sake of protecting the cows, brahmanas, demigods, devotees, the Vedic literature, religious principles, and principles to fulfill the purpose of life, the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts the forms of incarnations. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead generally appears in various types of incarnations to give protection to the cows and brahmanas. The Lord is described as Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. In other words, He is always eager to benefit the cows and the brahmanas. When Lord Krishna appeared, He purposefully became a cowherd boy and showed personally how to give protection to the cows and calves. Similarly, He showed respect to Sudama Vipra, a real brahmana. From the Lord's personal activities, human society should learn how to give protection specifically to the brahmanas and the cows. Then the protection of religious principles, the fulfillment of the aim of life, and protection of Vedic knowledge can be achieved. Without protection of cows, Brahminical culture cannot be maintained. And without Brahminical culture, the aim of life cannot be fulfilled. The Lord, therefore, is described as Go Brahmana Hitaya, because His incarnation is only for the protection of the cows and brahmanas. Unfortunately, because in Kali Yuga there is no protection of the cows and Brahminical culture, everything is in a precarious position. If human society wants to be exalted, the leaders of society must follow the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and give protection to the cows, brahmanas, and brahminical culture. Om Gyananti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shirakaya Chakshur Militamya Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasini Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Cows and brahmanas are absolutely essential for human civilization. The definition of human civilization is a group of advanced living entities which are progressing towards God, towards realization of God, understanding of God, and liberation to the spiritual world. This is the definition of human civilization. It is said that man is a rational animal. We are an animal. We are a living entity. But we have rationality. Rationality means the ability to understand, the ability to measure, the ability to apply our intelligence to achieve something of permanent value, eternal value. This is rationality. So if man acts without rationality, then he's an animal. So rationality means to apply ourselves to understanding God. This is human beings, mankind, understanding God. So in order to understand God, you need a teacher. A teacher is required. Any subject matter which we want to understand, we require a teacher. Because by nature, the living entity is born in ignorance. Especially in Kali Yuga. We're not born with PhD. We're not born with knowledge of medicine or engineering or philosophy or science. We have to go to school and learn and develop this knowledge. In the same way, if we want to understand God, which is the purpose of human life, we need teacher. But the teacher is the Brahman. He is a spiritual teacher. And he is a representative of God in human society. In Shastras, it explains that the Brahman, he's known as Bhumi Deva. Bhumi Deva. He's the god on the earth. He's the earthly god. Because he's representing the desire of Krishna. desire of God is that everyone is happy, and everyone is prosperous, and everyone is peaceful, and ultimately that everyone comes to Him, comes back to the spiritual world. So sometimes we see that political leaders, kings, Pradhan Mantris, prime ministers, presidents, they promise people that if you vote for me, I'll make you happy, I'll make you peaceful, I'll give you peace, happiness, prosperity. So people cast their vote. But what is the result? The result of voting for any number of politicians or kings of this world in Kali Yuga is people are not peaceful, people are not happy, people are not prosperous, they're struggling for existence, there's so much problems in human society in every country of the world, even the most so-called wealthiest, richest countries, they have so many problems with terrorism and crime. America, they say America is the wealthiest country in the world. They have the richest country. But what do they have also along with riches? They have the highest rate of crime. Crime. Murders, rapes, robberies. The highest rate in America. So what is the result of this leadership? So there's not proper leadership. So these kings and prime ministers and presidents, they are not representing the will of God. Because the will of God is that people have real happiness and real peace and real prosperity and they attain liberation. So the king was originally known as Naradeva. He was a god among men. So the Brahmana is known as Bhumideva. He is the earthly god. So the Brahmana, his duty is to attain jnana and vijnana. A Brahman must attain knowledge of God and realization of that knowledge by practical application in his life. A Brahmana studies, it's called swadhyaya. A Brahmana must study the Shastra and learn the principles of human life. Service to God, worshipping God, centering one's life and activities on God, these are the principles of Shastra. And then by practically applying those principles in his life, by becoming a devotee and worshiping God and serving God and remembering God and centering his God and his life on God, he gets vijnan. It's realized. And then that Brahman, he becomes very peaceful. One who develops jnana and vijnana of Krishna, one who develops his spiritual relationship with God, he becomes very peaceful within himself. He becomes self-satisfied. He's satisfied within himself. He's not greedy. He's free from lobha. Because he's feeling happy. He's feeling peaceful. He doesn't want the things of this world. Because the presence of God within his heart, the realization of God within the heart of the Brahmana, makes him completely satisfied. And he becomes a friend of God. A Brahmana becomes God's friend, as Prabhupada mentions in the purport. Sudama was a great friend of Krishna. Krishna is Bhagavan. And he had a friend, but Sudamana was poverty-stricken. Sudamana didn't have one paisa. But he was very peaceful. And he was very happy because he had Krishna as his friend, as his Lord, as his master. So this is the Brahmana is supposed to be established in society because he is the head of society. So the Brahmana is missing in Kali Yuga. So therefore there is no head, there is no guidance, there is no intelligence, no proper teacher for the society in Kali Yuga. No one is teaching the Vedic knowledge. The Brahmanas in Kali Yuga, they have all become businessmen. If you ask somebody, what is your name? Oh, my name is P.K. Goswami. My name is so-and-so Chatterjee or Chaturvedi or this or that. Or so-and-so Dubai. Well, what do you do? Oh, I sell real estate. I have a taxi business. I work on computers. All kinds of business activities. The Brahmins aren't studying Vedic literatures. There's no swadhyaya. Tapa, swadhyaya. The main thing for a Brahman is swadhyaya, to study Shastra and to teach others. And to realize to have vigyan, shastra vigyan, to realize those teachings. And he should represent the will of God. But we see that brahmanas are just like, practically living like gundas and dacoits in Kali Yuga. In Vrindavan, Vrindavan is a holy dham. It is a place of Krishna, a place of the worship of Krishna. There's 5,000 temples. There's supposed to be so many sadhus there, devotees, and so many brahmanas there. But you see that the brahmanas are the biggest businessmen. The brahmanas are the first ones in Vrindavan to get satellite TV. The first ones to get satellite, disc, they call it a disc. You put on your roof of your house a big satellite disc and you can get all the television channels. Europe, international TV, everything. So the very first, TV disc that was in Vrindavan was at the Radhasham Sundar Temple. The Goswami family. He was the first one to have it in Vrindavan. And then the other brahmanas followed. Because he wanted to see all the different TV shows from Sweden and Norway and France and all over the world. And then his son, his children come home from school and they just watch TV all day and all night. No studying shastra, no swadhyaya, no tapa. But this is Brahminical culture in the age of Kali. So no one is teaching, no one is preaching. And the brahmanas, they used to do jagya. And to do jagya, of course, the cow is required. Prabhupada makes 2 points in this purport. He explains the value of brahmanas and the value of cows. Namo brahmanya devaya, go brahmana hitaya cha. Jagat hitaya krishnaya, govindaya namo namaha. Krishna is known as Govinda. The materialistic people, when they translate Govinda, they say, cow lord. He's the lord of the cows. The cow lord. Govinda, Gopal. Because Inda means Indra or Lord, and Go means cow. So in Sanskrit we say Indra, Indragava, or Indragavo, means the Lord of the cows. So Prabhupada, he says if there's no cow protection, very nice phrase he uses. Without protection of the cows, Brahminical culture cannot be maintained. And without Brahminical culture, no one can attain the aim of human life. So they go together. Because the cow, of course, produces panchagavya. And the cow and the Brahman, they represent sattvagun, the mode of goodness. Amongst animals, the cow is completely sattvic, completely pure. There's only one part of the cow that's not pure. What part of the cow is not pure? The mouth, gaya mukh, is ashud, impure. Do you know why? Actually, everything about the cow is pure. The cow eats grass, and then it produces milk, and mutra, and gober. And the cow gober, the stool of the cow is pure. The mutra is pure and antiseptic. And so for brahmanas to do jagya, they require panchagavya, 5 products from the cow. Milk, ghee, yogurt, mutra, gober. Urine and stool. And the urine and stool, they're antiseptic. They're completely pure and antiseptic. They're used for purifying the yajna shala. They purify the yajna shala and they build the yajna kund. The yajna kund is built with gober. It's cow dung. So the mouth of the cow is impure because once in Treta Yuga, when Ram was, Sita was separated from Ram, and one cow was passing by. And so Sita asked the cow, said, "Hey, have you said, where is my Ram? You're moving here and there. You must know where my Lord Ramachandra is." And the cow said, "I don't know. I don't know where the cow spoke to Sita and said, "I don't know. I don't know where Ramachandra is just now." And so then said, Sita said, "You must know. You just came from the forest where he was moving. You must have seen him." And then the cow said, "I don't know." And then, because the cow was somehow, this is some leela, the cow was not telling the truth. So then Sita Devi, she said, "Okay, if you're not speaking purely from your mouth, then I curse you. I curse you that from this day forward, your mouth will become impure. Your mouth will become impure. And you will eat all impure things. Because you're not telling the truth. Because I know you must be knowing where Ram is, then I curse you that you will eat all impure things. So now if you live in the village or you go to Vrindavan, you'll see the mouth of the cow is not pure. The because of this curse. And the cow eats all kinds of things. Eats rags, old Purani Kapra, any kind of thing, like cardboard, anything the cow will eat. Whereas other animals are very, very particular. If you look at the Bandur, the monkey in Vrindavan, he's very, very particular about what he eats. Of course, the monkey's body is completely filthy, completely dirty, completely contaminated, and there's nothing pure about the monkey. It's purely nonsense. Completely nonsense. Mischievous. But he's very particular about what he eats. If you give him some food, he takes the food, smells it, no good. He only eats something very sattvic, very raw foods, and very particular. If you give him some chapati, if it smells like a human being or something, he won't eat it. He'll only eat things from the tree and very fresh things, or chickpeas, or like you buy chickpeas when you go around Govardhan Hill, you buy some chickpeas, and chickpeas, and you eat chana. He'll eat some chana, and some chapati sometimes. He's very, very particular. But the cow is not particular. Because of this curse, the cow will eat anything. You see, the cow's in the market, there's some old piece of bag, some old cloth bag from a bag of rice, full of oil, just lying in the street, and the cow is eating that. It's very sad. It's very sad to see, but this is, so the mouth of the cow is impure. So without the maintaining or protecting cows, then the Brahmins cannot have Panchagavya. Without Panchagavya, they cannot perform Jagya. And if brahminical culture is not maintained, then no one will realize the aim of human life. So this is a situation in Kali Yuga. Brahmanas are not acting as brahmanas. Cows are not being protected. So there's no jagya going on, and there's no swadhyaya. Brahmanas are not studying the shastra, and they're not teaching anyone. People are innocent. People are innocent and pious. The majority of people, they want to love God. They want to serve God. They want to know God. But somehow or other, they're not being reminded of that. Because the brahmanas aren't teaching. You meet so many brahmanas and they say, "Oh, Swamiji, I can't be a proper brahmana because I can't make a living. I can't make any money. How will I maintain myself?" So this is the problem with Kali Yuga. Because in Kali Yuga, the symptom of Kali Yuga is faithlessness. People have no faith. There's no shraddha. People have no faith in government. People have no faith in each other. Husband doesn't have faith in his wife. He's always wondering, how is she moving? What's she doing? Husband doesn't have faith in wife. Wife doesn't have faith in husband. People have no faith in their politicians, obviously. No faith in the teachers. And the worst problem with faith is that no one has faith in God. And the brahmanas are supposed to be pillars. No, this is called pillar. They are supposed to be pillars of shraddha. They are the foundation of faith by which the entire society can have faith. If the brahmana has no faith in God, then no one has faith in God. So that's the problem, this modern world. The brahmanas have no faith in God. Because if brahmanas have faith in God, they will have the conviction, the vishwas, the sankalpa, the conviction that I will act as a brahman and Krishna will maintain. Whatever I require, Krishna will give me. Because he says in Bhagavad Gita, "Ananyas chintiyanto mam, ye jana paryupashyate, teisha nitya vyuktanam, yoga kshemam bahamyaham." He says, I will maintain you. I will take care of your needs. Just ananya chinta. You dedicate your consciousness to me. Ananya chinta. Become my devotee. I have that faith. Like sometimes people say, "Oh, you don't have any insurance policy. You don't have any stocks and bonds. You have no investments. You have no money. What will happen when you're old?" Because people were saying that 25 years ago. When we join Krishna consciousness, but they don't have any, there's no benefits, there's no security, there's no, what will happen in your old age? And I said, "Hare Krishna, I believe in God. You believe in money. You have paisa vishwas. You have paisa, paisa vishwas. You have faith in money. Rupi vishwas. Rupi shraddha. Your God is money. God is money, so your faith is in money. That's your God. My money will protect me. My money will take care of me. My money is everything. My money will save me. It's a foolish philosophy. So we respond to these people who say, we say we have faith in Krishna. Krishna is Lakshmipati. He's not a poor man. He will maintain. It's his promise. I believe in the Bhagavad Gita. I believe in the Vedas. I've surrendered my life to Krishna. He's God. He will not maintain me. He's maintaining thousands and millions of elephants and thousands and millions of ants. Every day an elephant, a hati, eats 200 kilos of food. 200 kilos of food and 50 kilos of pani. Where is it coming from? Does he buying it in the market? Is he going to the C block market and buying his food? Does he go to college and get a degree in engineering, computer science? Who is giving him all that food and water? God is giving him. God is maintaining him. Nityo nichinanam, chaitanas chaitananam, eko bahu vadidati kaman. Krishna is the Supreme Consciousness who is maintaining all the finite particles of consciousness. Eko bahunam yo vadidati kaman. There is one who is fulfilling the desires of everyone. That one is the Absolute One, the Absolute Truth, the One God, the Supreme Lord is maintaining and fulfilling the desires of everyone. Eko bahunam yo vididati kaman. We have so many desires, but we surrender to Krishna. Akama sarvakamova mokshakama udaridi. Tivrena bhakyogena yajeta. Yajatahi Sumedish Purusham. Purusham Puram. Says that Krishna will fulfill your desires, whatever you just worship Krishna, Tirena Bhakti Yogena. So we offer our love to Krishna, our devotion to Krishna, our life, our prana. Prana means life. Because I have faith, therefore I'm a Brahmana. A Brahmana has faith. A Brahmani has faith. If I serve Krishna and surrender my life to Krishna, everything will be taken care of. That is a Brahmana. If you don't believe that, then you'll become your Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, etc. But a Brahmana has this firm belief, Sudrida Vishwas. Sudrida Vishwas. If I simply surrender my life to Krishna and serve Krishna and worship Krishna, I have nothing else to worry about. He will take care. But in society, very, very few people have that faith. But those people are the head of society because they are the Brahmanas. And then by their example, because they are satisfied with nothing, they take a vow of poverty. A Brahmana takes a vow of poverty. I have nothing in this world, but I have faith in Krishna. The wealth of a Brahmana is Shraddha. That is his wealth. The wealth of a Brahmana is his faith in God. Sometimes we say the wealth of a Brahmana is his tapasya. That's also there. So this is the wealth of a... What is the wealth of a Brahmana? It's that he has faith in God, Shraddha. And he believes that if I serve God, everything will be taken care of. But most people are not like that. So therefore the Brahmana is called the Bhumi Deva. He is the God amongst the earthly God, the God on earth. So the Brahmana, he can take the whole society. He is the guru for society. He teaches people how to have faith in God. Put your faith in God. And then he teaches people that you should protect the cows because the cows are required for yajna. But now the Brahmanas, they don't have faith in God. So therefore Prabhupada, he started a society called ISKCON to create Brahmanas. To create a group of people from all over the world that have pure faith in God. They have trust in God. What is the meaning of faith? Faith means trust and love is faith. Prabhupada defined faith trust and something sublime. Faith is so. In other words, Prabhupada defined faith as trust. Faith means, I believe in Krishna. He is the Supreme Lord. And I trust Krishna. Because faith implies trust. You know, you understand trust? You trust someone. I have absolute trust in Krishna. I trust that Krishna will not let me perish. And it's explained also, even throughout Shastra, that anyone who has faith in Krishna and surrenders to Him, he will not perish. He will be delivered from birth and death. So how does one get this faith, this trust and love? He gets it from previous life. Due to his Sukriti in previous life, he has faith, he has Shraddha. And by associating with devotees, and by associating with real Brahmanas. So therefore the society, the Vaishyas, the Kshatriyas, the Shudras, they must associate with real Brahmanas. They must serve real Brahmanas. They must give charity to real Brahmanas. And then in return, the Brahmana will give them knowledge of Krishna. And he will teach them how to live a God-centered life. But the biggest contribution that a Brahmana gives to society is faith. He creates faith in the society. Because people look at Sudama Brahman, and they look at the stories of different people, and they see the examples of devotees, real devotees. A real devotee, he places his full faith in God, and he surrenders to God. And people see that devotee, and then they get faith. They get faith in God by seeing the devotee, how he lives. Very simple, simple living and high thinking. And he's satisfied. A real devotee is a Brahmana. A Brahmana, of course, is a worshipper of the Supreme Brahman. The Parabrahman is Krishna. He is a Supreme Brahman. So when one is a real devotee and worshipping Krishna, he's a Brahmana, he is peaceful. His mind is peaceful and pure. And he's satisfied. And people come and they meet him, or they meet her, and they see you live so simply. You have practically nothing, but you're so happy, you're so peaceful. That is because a Brahmana is connected with God, or a Brahmani. He's connected with Krishna. So naturally, as I mentioned in the beginning, Krishna comes, Krishna promises, if you serve me, you'll become peaceful. If you serve me, you'll become happy. If you serve me, you'll attain prosperity. And if you serve me, you'll get liberation. And we find that when we do that, it happens. Krishna's promise is real. So therefore, we trust Him. We trust Krishna. Because He promises us something, and He delivers the goods. But the politician, as I mentioned, the politician, the presidents, the prime ministers, they promise us also happiness, peace, prosperity. But they don't deliver. We give our vote. We vote for them, but they don't give us anything. After they become president or prime minister, still we're not peaceful. Still we're not happy. Still we're not prosperous. What to speak of liberation or mukti? They don't even promise that. They're not so foolish as to promise mukti. If you vote for BJP, you will get liberation. We will liberate you from this material world. They don't say that. That is not within their purview. That is not within their power to grant. But Krishna, the Supreme Lord, He can give liberation. He can give everything. Because He has everything. So we find from practical experience, from our realization, that serving Krishna, He delivers. So that increases our faith. Because we trusted Krishna, and He did not let us down. He upheld His promise. He kept His promise. So that is the meaning of love also. If someone loves someone, then they keep a promise. So that's why we surrender to Guru. And we promise before Guru. Guru, I promise to follow these four principles. No illicit sex, no gambling, intoxication, no meat eating, fish, eggs, onions, garlic, all these things. And we promise, and because we have some affection or appreciation for Guru, we can uphold our promise. We keep our promise. Human life, human being has the ability to keep a promise. And a human being has the ability to exchange and express love in the highest degree. So love for Guru, if you actually love Guru, you will keep your promise. And by keeping your promise, you will become blessed by Guru. Guru will give you all blessings. And then you'll become very dear to Krishna. And then you'll develop love for Krishna. Because love for Guru produces love for Krishna. If there's no love for Guru, we can never attain love for Krishna. So because Shraddha, what is Shraddha? Shraddha is the seed of love. It is the beginning of love. Prema begins with Shraddha. Shraddha becomes, when Shraddha or faith is pure and totally, in other words, you can say totally condensed, condensed Shraddha becomes Prema. So we have faith in Guru. We trust Guru. Because faith means love and trust. We trust our Guru. And we serve Him. And we develop love for Him. And then our faith in God increases more and more and more by His association, by His blessings, and by His service, the service of Guru, and blessings of Guru. And as our faith increases, our faith in Krishna increases, our attachment for Krishna increases. And as our attachment for Krishna increases, our love for Krishna increases. Until finally that Shraddha matures and grows into prema, Krishna prema. So this is based on the principle of Brahminical culture. Everyone in this society is meant to become a Vaishnava Brahman or Brahmani, which means we must become a reservoir of Shraddha. We must become a pillar of faith. We must test Krishna. Put Krishna to the test. Will He pass the test? Of course He will. He'll pass the test. Put your trust in Krishna and see if He lets you down. He will not let you down. Krishna will never let anyone down. He'll never forsake you. So we put our trust in Krishna, and then we see that He saves us when we're in difficulty. He lifts us. He picks us up when we're down. He protects us. He enlivens us. He fulfills His promises to us. And that increases our faith. And that increases our surrender. And this faith is how we spread Krishna consciousness. If you have no faith in Krishna, you can never spread Krishna consciousness. Because that is what you give to others. You give faith. If you have no faith, if you think, yeah, I believe in Krishna, but I gotta keep a lot of money over here, and a lot of insurance policies, and so many things, I have to have so much protection, then your faith is very much weak. Very weak. So you can't preach. You can't preach. Unless you really have faith in Krishna, you can't preach. Because that is what you give to others. If you have no faith, you cannot give faith to anyone else. And faith is what builds Krishna consciousness. The goal of human life is prema. Prema begins, love of God begins with faith in God. And you attain faith from devotees and from, of course, your Sukriti from last life. Prabhupada once said to his disciples, he said, you are very fallen, but I have created your Sukriti. I have created your Sukriti. I have created your pious activities by my association, by my blessings. Although you're very fallen, you don't have much Sukriti. By my blessings, I've created your Sukriti. So Sukriti, this brings with it faith in God. Sukriti. It brings faith in God. But that faith must come to the point of trust and love. Yet we say, yes, I have faith in God. But do you trust God? Do you have love in God, for God? Do you trust God that God will maintain me? God will take care of me? Krishna will maintain me, take care? Well, no, I don't have that much faith. So that means your faith is very weak. Because faith has these two principles that go with it. Trust and love. So this is what's being mentioned here. The cows must be protected in order to ensure Brahminical culture, and Brahminical culture must be established in order to bring people to the aim of life. So the aim of life, of course, is to worship God, and to love God, and to attain liberation. But to worship God, we also need the cow, because Krishna very much likes foodstuffs from the cow, because the cow produces all kinds of delicious and nutritious foodstuffs. Milk and yogurt and butter and ghee, from which we can make thousands and thousands and millions of delicious sweets and sabjis and all kinds of nice, tasty vegetarian foods, which we can offer to Krishna. And then we take the prasadam and it purifies our existence. So you see, you need the brahmanas to teach people about God and create faith in God. And once people have faith in God and realize the nature of God, then to understand the need for the protection of the cows. Because we have to do jagya and we have to cook nice foodstuffs to offer to Krishna. And we require ghee and butter and milk and all these things to serve Krishna. Because to develop love for Krishna, you must serve Him. Right? First you get faith by hearing from brahmanas. By associating with Vaishnava brahmanas, you attain faith. And then the brahmanas say, now you have faith in God. The goal of life, the aim of human life is to love God and return to God and live with Him in a loving relationship in the spiritual world. And then the people will say, well, how do you do that? Then the brahman will teach, you must worship God. Well, how do you worship God? Well, you must offer all your food to God. Well, what kind of food does He like? He likes vegetarian food. He likes food cooked in ghee, and He likes yogurt. He likes sandesh and rubbery and sweet rice. Oh, well, how do we make those things? Well, we need cows to get cow's milk. Then the person will understand that we have to protect the cows. Because to worship Krishna, so therefore the whole world is full of Vaishyas. So the duty of Vaishyas is cow protection. They're supposed to use all their extra money to build goshalas and to feed the cows and provide for their protection and maintain them. And then when the cows are maintained, then there'll be sufficient panchagavya, all proper milk products to worship Krishna. And then the brahmanas are pointing people. They are the beacon light. They are the beacon light. They are guiding people towards the goal of life. Have faith in Krishna. Serve Krishna. Worship Krishna. Love Krishna. And, of course, automatically, first the brahmanas are there. If brahmanas are there, giving people faith in God and teaching people to love God, then automatically the cows will be protected. And Krishna will bestow all blessings upon society that is arranged like this. Because all the blessings, prosperity and peace, all of these things come from the cooperation of the demigods. The demigods or the devatas, they are giving us proper seasons, proper seasonal changes, heat and light and water and rain and all these things, sunlight. And if they are pleased by Brahminical culture and they are pleased by a religious dharmic society, then Krishna, who's being worshipped by that society, He will order all the demigods, give them everything they need. Give them whatever they require. So in the kingdom of Ram, when Ramachandra was here, everyone was worshipping Ram. And the devatas were providing everything. And everyone was peaceful and prosperous. This is Ram Rajya. So now Ram has come to Delhi. Ram is there, Sita and Ram. And so our duty is to develop faith in Ram and faith in Krishna. Become real Vaishnava Brahmanas. But we can measure how much trust and love you have for Krishna is how much faith you have in Krishna. So this is, and that's the degree to which we've actually become qualified as representatives of the will of the Lord. So we are supposed to become Vaishnava Brahmanas and establish spiritual culture in society to teach people about the aim of life. But until we individually become pillars of faith and Shraddha, we cannot effectively spread Krishna consciousness. Because we are just like the materialists. The materialistic people in the society, they have, yes, I believe in God, but I have to make so many elaborate arrangements to protect myself and take care of myself. So much money and insurance and this and that and this and that. So if we are the same way, then who will guide society out of darkness? Who will bring people up from this materialistic thinking? People are putting faith in money. People are putting faith in insurance policies. People are putting faith in Maya. And they're staying in the samsara. So we actually have to show the example. The Vaishnava Brahmanas and ISKCON have to show the example for the whole world. Just depend on God, have faith in God, trust Krishna, develop love for Krishna, and everything will be arranged. Everything will be taken care of. We see, we never had any hospitals, but we would get sick. Well, what would happen to us? We would go to the doctor. Just like one devotee I know, he had some heart problem. He went to Bombay, to a hospital. And The doctor said, you require some surgery, some heart surgery. This will cost 2 lakhs of rupees. And the person said, I'm a devotee, I don't have 2 rupees. Or to speak of 2 lakhs. And then the person, somehow from within his heart, the doctor looked at that devotee and said, anyway, I'll pay for it. I'll do the operation for free. So this person, he got, this devotee had this heart surgery done and everything, 2 lakhs worth of surgery for free. And there's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of examples of devotees all over the world that get all kinds of free medical care, free this, that, and the other thing. So 25 years ago when I met people and they say, well, what will you do in your old age? You have no money, you have no bank account, this, that, what will you do? So now, here I am, 25 years later, I'm in my old age. I'm still have some clothes to wear, I still have some food to eat, and I have a roof over my head. What to speak of the feelings I'm experiencing, or the happiness I'm understanding, or the peace I'm experiencing after 25 years of Krishna consciousness. My financial situation is the same as it was 25 years ago. Same situation. But Krishna's taking care. And so, okay, so an intelligent man, he looks at 3 phases of time. An intelligent man, he is always considering the past, the present, and the future. And so he says, well, gee, I surrender to Krishna, I put my trust in Krishna, and try to develop some attachment for him, and some love for him, for Radha and Krishna. That was 25 years ago. And I've just passed 25 years, no problem. So if this has happened for the last 25 years, if today, if I put my trust and love in Krishna, I will pass another 25 years. Because Krishna has already proven himself that he has maintained me, he has taken care of me, he has protected me, he has satisfied me, he has filled me with peace, he has filled me with happiness. He's done that for the last 25 years. So person who has rationality and logic, he will conclude, yes, he will do it again for the next 25 years. And after 25 more years, then Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, I will be gone from this world. So the first 25 years of the contract, he's done a very good job. So he'll do a good job for the next 25 years. Why should he change his activities? He won't. So this is why my faith will become even stronger. Because I have tested Krishna. Krishna has tested me. But I've also tested him. I put him to the test and he's passed the test wonderfully. Of course, I don't know how I've done it. He's given me many tests. I don't know what my grade is. He's holding my report card. He's going to check it out when I leave this body and see whether I passed the test. But Krishna has passed all the tests. So my trust in Krishna is complete. I trust him completely. And I'm trying to love him completely. But that takes many lifetimes. But at least I have trust and faith in Krishna. So each one of us must become like that. And that is a real Vaishnava Brahman. And we are meant to become Vaishnava Brahmins. This is the 2 points of this verse. First, we have to establish Vaishnava Brahmanas. And then when there's Vaishnava Brahmanas, by their power of faith, and by their preaching, they will establish the protection and worship of the cow. Protection and worship of the cow is synonymous with worship of Krishna. You cannot have worship of Krishna without cows. So first thing that is required is Vaishnava Brahmana. So that's us. Each lady and man in this room must become a Vaishnava Brahman. Which means that that person has faith in Krishna. I believe, if I surrender my life to Krishna, if I give my life to Krishna, then he will take care of all my needs, whatever I require. And Prabhupada used to preach like that. He would tell young people that were coming to him in New York, just move into the temple. Krishna will take care of everything. Have faith in Krishna. And so we did. And we see that we have faith in Krishna. And it's true, he takes care of everything. But in Kali Yuga, faith is very much weak. People are very weak faith. They have to make so many side arrangements. But this is not Brahman. The symptom of a real Brahman is he has faith in God. So you want to spread Krishna consciousness in the city of Delhi, then we must become Vaishnava Brahmins. We must develop trust in Krishna. Trust Krishna and love Krishna. That is faith. And that will be, and your trust will become more and more and more. And your attachment and affection and love for Krishna will become more and more and more. Until finally it becomes Krishna Prema. And such a person who is full of Krishna Prema, full of love for Krishna, he can convince so many people to become devotees. Because he has so much faith in Krishna. When Prabhupada was asked, Srila Prabhupada, how did you have such fantastic success? Such wonderful success. You established 108 temples all over the world. You spread Krishna consciousness all over the world and distributed millions of books of Bhagavad Gita's and everything. And made thousands of devotees from every culture, Japanese, German, Russian, African, Indian, everything. How did you do this? What was your secret? What were your seven steps to success? Now people, they study all these books, how to be successful. A win-win situation. Or Dale Carnegie, how to win friends and influence people. Or so-and-so's money, think and grow rich. And all kinds of crazy, stupid books. To be successful in business success. But when they asked Prabhupada, what was your success formula? And Prabhupada said, I could only say this. My success formula was this. I had complete faith. I had complete faith in the holy name of Krishna. I had complete faith in the holy name of Krishna and in the order of my spiritual master. So that means that Prabhupada had complete trust and love in Krishna's name. Krishna's name is Krishna. So that means that Srila Prabhupada had absolute or perfect and complete trust and love in Krishna and for Krishna. That's one thing. And the second thing, he had absolute trust and love in his guru. Because he said, I had faith in the order of my guru. Faith means trust and love. So Prabhupada loved his guru and he trusted his guru. He loved Krishna and he trusted Krishna. 100%, 1,000%. And because of his pure and perfect faith, Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness more than any other avatar, incarnation, guru, acharya in the whole history of humanity. So this is the result of faith. So this is the meaning of establishing Brahminical culture. The Prabhupada says that we must establish Brahminical culture. The aim of life cannot be fulfilled without establishing Brahminical culture. And Brahminical culture cannot be maintained without the protection of the cows. So these two things are absent in Kali Yuga. There's no brahmanas anywhere. And there's no cow protection anywhere. So that's why there's all hell in the whole world. This world is like hell. The air is polluted, the water is polluted, the food is polluted, the minds are polluted, the dealings are polluted, the relationships are polluted. The whole world is like hell. And people saying, oh, it's very nice, it's very nice. I have a cellular telephone. It's very nice. This is madness. So what's required? There's a great need to establish Vaishnava Brahminical culture. And then you put the head on society. The Brahmin is the head, the leader, the spiritual visionary. He points people to God. He teaches people by his example, by his effulgence, by his teachings. He creates faith by his very presence. He radiates Shraddha. So each one of us should be that pillar of faith which people can look up to and take shelter in and increase their faith. There's a whole atmosphere of Kali Yuga is surcharged with faithlessness. There's one sentence in Prabhupada's purport. He said, the atmosphere of Kali Yuga is surcharged with faithlessness. That means the air you breathe is full of atheism. The people you meet are full of atheism, you know, godlessness. The whole atmosphere is surcharged with that. So now we have to counteract that by surcharging and infusing and surcharging the atmosphere with Shraddha, Krishna Shraddha, Suyida Vishwas, faith in God. Emanate that, spread that, teach that, speak that, live that, feel that. And that way the whole society will come up to the spiritual platform And then people in this world, and people in Delhi, and you yourself, can feel peaceful within yourself, feel satisfied within your mind, and experience prosperity in your life as you're progressing more and more and more towards the goal of pure love of God. This is based on faith. So we have to ask ourselves, where is our faith? How much faith do I have? And how can I increase it more and more? So we'll stop there. If there's any questions or comments. The question initially, when a devotee first comes to Krishna consciousness or spiritual life, he is propelled or moved by some faith. He has faith. But it's somehow over time, after some time, that faith diminishes. It dwindles and reduces, and he starts thinking materially, and starts thinking of protecting himself and protecting his family, and he gets unsure, and doubts are created. Why is that? So the answer is that he is not actually performing proper bhajan, so he's realizing the personal presence of Krishna in his life. He comes with enthusiasm, and then he comes with some faith. Oh yes, Krishna will take care of me. But then he starts to practice bhajan, but then becomes filled with doubts. Well, maybe he won't take care of me. Well, look at this one and look at that one. Well, maybe this and maybe that. That means he's not realizing Krishna. He's not actually realizing Krishna within himself, because his bhajan, his performance of devotional service, is full of faults. It's full of aparads. And he's not being taught and guided properly. And due to aparads, then he's not realizing Krishna. So he can't feel Krishna's presence. He can't perceive or feel Krishna's presence within his heart. And he doubts the statements of the Shastra. He doubts the teachings of Guru. Well, Guru says he'll maintain me, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe not. Because we haven't chanted properly. One who is actually chanting the holy name properly and serving properly, he will realize Krishna, and he will become so convinced. I don't care if the whole city blows up. I don't care if the temple closes. I don't care if all the devotees run away. I'll never give up my faith in Krishna. Krishna will take care of me. Who has this kind of conviction? You know, a sannyasi has no family, no country, no nothing, but he has Krishna. So a Vaishnava Brahman is supposed to come gradually to that platform of firm faith. But our faith should be increasing, not decreasing. You come with some initial faith that's called Komala Shraddha. In Bengali it's called Komala Shraddha. Komala means weak, soft. Komala means soft, komala. Means soft, pliable faith. That is the Shraddha of a Kanishta. Kanishta Adhikari means a beginner, a neophyte. But that Kanishta Adhikari should become Nishta. He should become steady in bhakti. Why are we not steady in the performance of devotional service? Why are we not steady in our hearing and chanting? Because of Vaishnava Aparad. Because we make unlimited Vaishnava Aparads to Guru, to each other, to senior Vaishnavas. Therefore, we cannot become steady. And we never leave the Kanishta platform. Kanishta platform means weak faith. Faith which can be broken very easily. So this is why it's so much enjoined, and we warn so much, don't make Vaishnava aparad, and then your faith can grow. But you start to measure devotees, oh, he's this big a devotee. Oh, he's this big, let me measure him. That you have to be very, very careful measuring a devotee. Because you have a 1 meter measuring, your ruler is 1 meter. But that devotee may be 6 meters. And you come with the wrong calculation when you try to measure. So sometimes devotees come in, and after 1 month or 6 months or 1 year, they start measuring. Oh, he's big devotee. He's small devotee. He doesn't matter. I have to watch out for this one. I have to respect this one. But this one doesn't matter. He's a little devotee. Oh, I heard this thing about him. He's no good. Okay, forget him. That's all aparad. And you suffer. You can see the face of someone who is an aparadi. Someone who is a Vaishnava aparadi, his face is not nice. He becomes dark. He becomes unhappy. Because he's offending Krishna. And if you offend God, how can you be happy or prosperous or peaceful? You cannot. So when you offend Vaishnavas, your face goes sour. It goes bad. And then you can't even talk properly to Vaishnavas, and you can't greet them, because you're measuring big, small, big, small, big, small. We have to respect everyone, because everyone is a temple of Krishna. Krishna is residing in the heart of every living entity. We must respect and greet everyone joyfully. What to speak of a Vaishnava? What to speak of a Brahmin? What to speak of a sannyasi or guru or senior person? How much joy and happiness. There are six types of Vaishnava Parad. One Vaishnava Parad is to not feel joyful, genuinely happy and joyful to see a Vaishnava. You see a Vaishnava, oh, there's so-and-so. Ugh. Oh, hi Bo. Hi Bo, Maharaj. This is very nice. Very nice. So obviously, because so a new person, he doesn't know anything about behaving, so consequently he makes so many problems for himself. But we should remember simple principles. Honor everyone, respect everyone. And devotees, we should give even more respect, more honor. We should be happy to see a devotee. Oh, Krishnadas, Haribo, how are you? Fine to see you. Happy to see you. But when we're offending devotees, when we're offending different devotees, if we see a Vaishnava, we'll be a little bit scared, a little bit afraid, a little bit shy, a little bit withdrawn, and a little bit, well, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Because we have offended that Vaishnava, so we can't have a clear relationship with him. So when we see that Vaishnava comes in front of us and we've made offenses on the backside, talking about that person, measuring him, spreading gossip, this and that, then when that Vaishnava comes in front of us, all the dirt in our heart will come on our face. All that dirt in our heart will come on our face. And those advanced Vaishnavas, they can see very easily who are aparadis and who are not. So they keep quiet. They say, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. As you surrender and to Krishna, he surrenders to you. As you reciprocate with the Vaishnavas, they reciprocate with you. So when one becomes a Vaishnava Parati, he loses sadhusanga. And without sadhusanga, there is no spiritual progress. And then you become attracted to Maya and develop a taste for Maya. So this is what happens. Someone comes with some faith, but then they start committing Vaishnava parads, and they lose their taste for Vaishnavas, and they lose their association with advanced devotees. So their faith cannot come up. Faith comes up by associating with advanced devotees. But when you offend an advanced devotee, then Krishna won't allow you to associate. Krishna will take you, oh, you're offending my devotee? Okay, I won't give you his association or her association. And then your faith starts to go down. Because if you don't get association, your faith will dwindle. Now when you make Vaishnava Parad, it destroys your faith. Shraddha is destroyed by Vaishnava Parad in a gradual way. First you lose association. And when you lose association, you don't get shiksha. You don't get teachings. And if you don't get teachings and shiksha, your consciousness doesn't change. And then you just, because you're not associating with advanced devotees, you associate with Maya. With low-class Vaishnavas, low-class devotees who are materialistic, prakriti bhaktas, and they infuse you or they fill you with more material desires, and then you start contemplating Maya and your own prabdha karma, and pretty soon you're gone. You leave the association of Vaishnavas. Your faith dwindles down to nothing. So there's a correlation between developing faith, increasing our faith in Vaishnava association with Vaishnavas. But we lose that precious, the rarest gift to have is the association of Vaishnavas. It's a rare gift. Narayana Kutaschana, Narayana Prayana, Sudurlabha. There's one verse in 6th canto of Bhagavatam explains that the association with the devotees of Narayana is very, very rare. Sudurlabha. And if you can get their association, then you can attain all perfection. So we should so much value and so much appreciate the association of devotees and respect everyone. Trinada pi sunichena. And this gossiping, fault finding, measuring, it is all Maya. It has no value. It simply destroys your bhakti. And we see it time and time again, you know, one after the other. So many come and so many go. They come with some faith and they go because of Vaishnava Parada. It's very sad. You know, we're here 25 years. We've seen thousands and thousands of people come. And the same behavior patterns. They exhibit the same kind of behavior and they go to Maya. You know, we didn't join yesterday. We're 25 years and we've grown ourselves and we've seen so many new people come. And there's nothing new. It's not like there's some new feature of Maya. Maya's features are the same. We see so many new people, they come and they're happy, they're friendly to everybody, and a few months later they're all kinds of, they start having friends and enemies and all. Very, very bad. Because they make Vaishnava. A new person comes, new person is innocent, he's very humble, he's friendly to everyone, oh Haribo, Haribo. Then he starts associating with the wrong kind of people, the wrong kind of devotees, then he starts gossiping and measuring, then pretty soon he's making offenses, and this one's big and this one's small, then he's no more joy on his face, no more happy mood, no more friendly mood, everybody, oh, he's my friend, oh, hello friend, oh, you're my enemy, oh, bad. If I've seen it 10 times, I've seen it 1,000 times. But one who is actually progressing day by day by day, he will be steady. This is called nishtha. He'll be happy and his happiness will increase. When I came to Krishna consciousness, I was somewhat happy. I was a happy person. My life wasn't so difficult. And then I never went down. I only went forward by the blessings of Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. If you come and you're a little, because Krishna, when you first come to Krishna consciousness, you're very excited. Oh, this is very wonderful. This is a very happy adventure. A happy adventure to live with devotees and be part of this missionary movement to save the world and help others and really benefit others by changing their consciousness and purifying their hearts and giving them real love of God and a positive hope to live for. What a great movement to be part of. And I'm helping to distribute that, but it's also coming within me. And then, so that's a very happy occasion. It's a cause for celebration. So why should one become morose and long-faced and unhappy in such a movement? It's because of our fault. Because we are not practicing bhakti. We are not actually attaining bhakti. Because bhakti has two aspects, samvit and ladini. These are the two features of bhakti. So if you develop devotion for guru, devotion for Krishna and devotion for Vaishnavas, then you will get knowledge. Samvit, this means Samvit Shakti, means knowledge. And you will get happiness, ananda. Ladini Shakti means ananda. You will become joyful. And that will be seen on your face. You can't hide the position of your heart. What you're thinking, what you're feeling is on your face. Don't think you're fooling anybody. Your mind and heart is on your face. And a person who has been around for some time and cultivated sattva guna and vishuddha sattva, he can read your mind and heart by seeing your face. Not that we have to tell you every time we see you what we're understanding. And so what? Don't lose that joy, because that means you're not Krishna conscious. You come with joy and some enthusiasm and some excitement. Oh, this is a wonderful movement. And it is. So why don't you take it up and realize it? Don't look for the bad. In any movement, there's always some bad and some good. But you have to look for the good people and try to follow their example and become like them. Become like Guru. Always keep the shining example. Always keep the shining example, the perfect and pure example of Guru before your eyes. Try to become like Guru. That's why Guru comes. Krishna comes. Chaitya Guru comes out of the heart as Guru to show you this is the way to be. This is the way to speak. This is the way to act. This is the way to behave. This is the way to live. Follow me. Serve me. Learn to become like me and become a lover of Krishna. This is what Guru is teaching. But don't look at this temple president, this treasurer, this life membership director, this sadhvajaya. Forget about all those people. They're all conditioned souls. You just respect them and serve them and don't measure them and they're big or small. Whatever they are, they're devotees. They're my God brothers and God sisters. They're part of my family. I respect them and I honor them. But I'm looking for inspiration to Guru, to my Shiksha Guru, and my Diksha Gurus, and my Shiksha Gurus. I'm looking to them and I'm always remembering them and thinking of them. The other devotees, we don't, oh, he did this and he did that and he did this and he did that. This is not Brahman. This is not Brahmana. A Brahman is broad-minded, pure-hearted. So if we're actually performing bhakti, within six months of performing bhakti, you should be a changed person. If you've been performing bhakti for 6 months and you're not changed, you have not been performing bhakti. If you're the same person you were when you joined, then all you've done is sit around for 6 months and make a bunch of aparadhas. You should change. Bhakti is so powerful. It transforms consciousness. It transforms the mind. And it'll transform the whole world. But the world begins with you. You are your own world. You're a world to yourself. Change your world and change... They say, change yourself and you can change the world. Change yourself and you can change the world. But most people are being changed by the world. You came in with faith, with a little pure heart, a little pure desire, but then you became changed. You became changed by the world of Prakriti Bhaktas. Because in any society of devotees, they're what they call Prakriti Bhakta. Prakriti Bhakta is a materialistic devotee. He dresses like devotee, but he wants to enjoy this world. And if you mix up with him, you'll become infected with Prakriti, with Maya. He has family and wife, but he's not living a strict Grihastha Brahmachari. Prabhupada said that you can have wife and children, but you be Grihastha Brahmachari. So we have to be very, very careful about our association. Because you become whatever you associate with. You associate with materialistic devotees, you become materialistic. Guaranteed. If you associate with advanced devotees, you'll become advanced. Guaranteed. If you can't find advanced devotees to associate with, then always remember your guru and study your shastra and study the shastra, serve and do your service and pray to guru moment after moment. Because he's the advanced devotee. Don't say, oh, there's no advanced devotees. I don't have any advanced devotees to associate with. Oh, you don't have guru? Associate with your guru in your mind, in your heart, in your words, and then you're with an advanced devotee. They ask Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, do you feel a separation from your guru? It's been so long, you're here all by yourself in New York. And Prabhupada said, oh, what do you mean? I don't feel any separation. My guru is right here. My guru is right with me. My guru is right next to me. And once when Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, one god brother, he came in with a garland. He came in to offer a garland to Prabhupada, to his guru. And Prabhupada said, no, offer to the picture of my guru. And then the disciple, Prabhupada's disciple, is a little bewildered. He said, no, but Prabhupada, this is for you. No, you're here, I want to offer it to you. And then Prabhupada said, no, my guru is also here. My guru is here in this picture. He's here. Please offer the garland to my picture of my guru. So devotee, you cannot use the excuse, oh, I am not advancing. I am not improving my consciousness. I am not increasing my attachment to Krishna. I am not increasing my faith in God because I don't have advanced association. That is not true. Because every devotee has guru, Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. By invoking the presence of guru, you will advance in Krishna consciousness by remembering guru. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya. My only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from your lotus mouth. So Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya. That our consciousness can become pure just by remembering guru. Sri Guru Charane Gati Ese Uttamagati. Uttamagati. Uttamagati means the highest destination, Goloka Vrindavan. Pure Krishna Prema. Pure love of Godhead can be attained by Sri Guru Charane Rati. Sri Guru Charan Rati. Rati means attachment. Attachment means love. A husband is attached to his wife. He loves his wife. A wife is attached to her husband. She loves her husband. And because of that attachment, the mind moves according to attachment. Wherever your attachment is, that's where your mind will move. So the husband is attached to the wife, so his mind is always thinking of wife. He's always thinking of her. So Sri Guru Charani Rati, attachment to the lotus feet of Guru. If we are attached to our Guru, If we are attached to the lotus feet of our guru, our mind will always move to the guru, which means we'll always think of our guru. Guru Smaranam. Guru Smaranam. We will always remember our guru, we'll always think of our guru. If we're always thinking of our guru, that means we're always associating with the most advanced devotee. And by always associating with the advanced devotee, we will attain the uttamagati. We will attain the perfection of life. So this is also there. We can never say that I don't have association with advanced devotee. We can always associate with our guru, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, and we can also pray to Krishna, Krishna, please give me advanced association. I'm drying up. I'm withering on the vine of bhakti. My bhakti lata creeper, my bhakti lata is withering. It's drying up because I'm not getting the nourishing monsoon rains of sadhu sangha. This is how I am always praying. I'm always praying, Krishna, please give me some advanced devotee association. I have no love for you, I have no attachment for you, but if I can meet an advanced devotee, if I can hear from him, if I can serve him, if I can see him, I know I will attain perfection in life. I can attain love of God. So it's so rare to find an advanced devotee. I know from my own experience. It's very, very rare to find advanced devotees. And when you get that opportunity, you should relish that opportunity and take advantage. Because all perfection lies at the lotus feet of a pure devotee. So we can pray. And Krishna, if we're very sincere about that, then Krishna will answer our prayers and give us an association with advanced Vaishnavas, with advanced pure devotees of the Lord. And by associating with them and hearing them and serving them, we'll automatically go up in Krishna consciousness, become purified, and become again happy, become joyful, because they will purify us of all of our anarthas and all the dirt in our heart. If you stay with low association, you'll go lower and lower and lower. You won't improve. You had a question? Is a self-realized person also called a Krishna conscious person? No, there's different levels of self-realization. Atma, to realize the Atma, the self is the Atma. To realize the Atma, you can be a Jnana Yogi or an Ashtanga Yogi and be also self-realized, a Paramatma Yogi. But a Krishna, one who realizes Krishna, one who has realization of Krishna, he is a Krishna-conscious, self-realized person. He's a devotee, a self-realized devotee. So just to say that someone is self-realized, it doesn't mean he's Krishna-conscious. Or you can say he's conscious of Krishna in one of his features. Brahmati, Brahmeti, Paramatmati, Bhagavanati Shabyate. Krishna has three, God has three features. One of them is Brahman, or Paramatma, or Bhagavan. So if you realize Krishna, to realize God means to realize God in one of these three aspects. Brahman realization, Paramatma realization, or Bhagavan realization. So if you can be called self-realized in any of those three ways. So in one sense you could say he's Krishna conscious. The person who realizes Brahman, he's a Brahmavadi. He's a Brahmavadi. He's attained Brahman Sayujya Mukti. He is merged with Brahman. He is also Krishna conscious in one level. He's realized Krishna as Brahman. But when we say Krishna conscious realization, we mean to realize the personality, the supreme personality of Godhead in a particular individual loving feature. That is our definition of self-realization. To realize your eternal sarup, to realize your eternal spiritual form and your eternal loving relationship with the Lord in a particular rasa. Madhurya ras, Vatsalya ras, Sakya ras, that is Krishna conscious self-realization. Sarup siddhi, prem siddhi, to realize I am an eternal, your eternal spiritual form, and your eternal loving relationship with Radha and Krishna, then that is Krishna conscious self-realization.